Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 165, Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hello and welcome to Memory 165 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, the Kentucky Derby is behind us, baseball season is rolling, and my Orioles are still in first for now. But allergy season is in full bloom. I got a cold last week and this week my allergies are back. I'm sorry, you can just hear it in my voice. I've been dreaming of a getaway a lot right now. I wish I could just snap my fingers and be in Florida on the beach or in Walt Disney World. If it just didn't cost so much, I would do it right this second. But instead, I guess we'll just have to stick to, you know, with free podcasts that put me there in my mind, even if for just 30 minutes to an hour. So let's escape now, shall we? Just like last time, we've been reliving my memories from our most recent trip to Walt Disney World in January of 2015. It's a beautiful sunny day in Disney's Hollywood Studios, and our first full day in the parks on this trip. In Memory 164, the family split up. By the way, if you ever plan to do a trip to Walt Disney World with a very large group like this, accept that you will need time to split the group up and to come back together to accommodate everyone's wishes. If you just accept that fact, you'll find yourself having a much better time. Anyways, so we split up. And some of the group went on to Indiana Jones and the Great Movie Ride, while my dad, Tracy, and I are going to Beauty and the Beast and Voyage of the Little Mermaid. We'll pick back up between the two attractions, as I went and did Tower of Terror and then caught up with our family and Beauty and the Beast. We've made our way back up Sunset Boulevard through the traffic as it heads towards Fantasmic, which is going to start in a couple hours. And we'll join back up with a memory just as we've gotten in front of the show entrance. We unload the kids from the stroller and got them in real quick, like they asked. In just a minute, we'll make our way inside from that outside queue area where we're standing and straight into the theater to find our seats. And in no time, the show begins. So after the show, we'll find the rest of the family and figure out what our next attraction is going to be. So after the show, we'll head back up towards the Chinese theater to meet up with the rest of the family and decide what we're going to do next. I forget how long ago this movie came out and consequently when they created the show. The technology used in it is severely dated, and the movie is also one of those I've yet to let my children watch, so mostly because of how dark and scary Ursula is. Unfortunately, it terrifies Mikey during the show, and the girls aren't exactly happy either. The ride in the Magic Kingdom does a much better job of telling the story without terrifying little kids, so just be warned, if you go into the ride in the Magic Kingdom and think, oh, my kids did fine with that, this shouldn't be much different. You're going to be greatly surprised. It is a lot scarier and darker. So as always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course support the show at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes and Stitcher. This greatly helps increase our visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast is. Now, today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we catch up with one lovesick mermaid.
That okay? I made it.
You did good,
Excuse me, I'm just with them.
It's in a seat indoors, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's not a ride.
No. With the old-fashioned laser show incorporated. Whoa! Old-fashioned laser show. They draw on a mist screen using a rapid-moving laser. Yeah, the time I texted you was 16 minutes, and I made it all the way inside into the pre-show area. And then you go, that's 2 or 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes on through the queue. And I'd seen it before. I like, they're usually good vocalists. All right, keep going. Watch your head. Let go, let go, let go. All right, Lila. Okay, Susie. All right, grab hands again. Go around that way. It's a pretty good size theater.
Lift her up higher so she can see.
It sure feels like it, doesn't it?
Okay,
here we
hand.
Go.
Hold a hand. Hold a hand.
Can I hold your hand too?
A parent hand. So you can sit next to
Susie. Oh, careful.
Okay? Hold on to a parent.
Look at the net. Look at the net on the ceiling.
Trace. Let's keep going this way, Lila. Excuse us.
We're all together. We're together.
We're here?
Yeah.
That's it.
You want to sit by Lila?
See that?
Or he can sit here. Do you want to sit here? Because there's nobody here. What's
the lady on the floor? I didn't move the chair.
You want it to fly up? You want me to hold it, or you want it? Can you see okay?
I see okay.
Yes, you will. You'll see one.
Okay, give me a jacket because it's getting too hot.
Yes, you will see.
It's been so long since I've seen it. I don't remember where all the cues are, babe.
Why don't you switch?
Now, Mikey, it's all pretend, okay? You remember that, right?
Yeah, but I do not listen.
Welcome to Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Because of the special effects involved in the show, we ask that you please remain seated throughout the entire performance. For the safety of our performers on stage, we also ask that you refrain from using all flash photography. High-speed film or video cameras with no lights are fine, but please, no flash photography. And now, Disney's Hollywood Studios presents Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Stars. The sea. Ready to go into the water? Like we're under the sea, huh?
The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better, dumber, it's better. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. Run with the floating fruit, I'm floating under the sea. Darling, all the fish is happy as all through the waves they roll. The fish on the land, they're happy. They said, cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
guess who's gone beyond the plate?
What for? Under the sea. Ha! Under the sea. Nobody beat us, riots and eat us in fricassee. We want the land folks love to cook. Under the sea, we off the hook. We got no flowers, life is the mother is under the sea.
Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got the beat here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. Ah, if you play the flute, the cup,
play the harp, the bass, play the bass and bass, and the chow, the bass, play the bass, the chow, play the drum. The flute is the Duke of Soul. The bass, he can play the things on the strings. The trout rocking out the black fish. He sings the smell and the smell. They know where it's at. I know that crowfish blow.
pretend, okay? All puppets are just pretend. This is just pretend. It's just a puppet, okay? Really bad puppet.
Now, angel fish, the solution to your problem is quite simple. The only way to get what you want is to become human yourself.
Can you do that?
Oh, my dear sweet child, that's what I do. It's what I live for, okay. To help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I'll make a potion that will turn you into a human for 3 days. If he kisses you before sunset on the third day, you'll remain human permanently. But if he doesn't, you turn back into a mermaid and you belong to me. Have we got a deal? That's right. But you'll have your man. Life's full of tough choices, isn't it? Oh, and there is one more thing, sweet cakes. No more talking, singing, zip.
Without my voice, how can I...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the importance of body language. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much. Just your voice, you poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead inside the scroll. Flotsam jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. This poor unfortunate. The princess Glossina said, Max Laryngitis, the full change of me. Now sing. Keep singing.
She really
does love him, doesn't she, Sebastian?
It's like I always say, Your Majesty. Children have to be free to lead their own lives.
Then I guess there's just one problem left.
And what's that, Your Majesty?
How much I'm going to miss her.
It's flashbacks. That's it. Not very long at all, huh? We're going that way. Mike, keep going, Mikey boy.
So what did they ever do with, you know, the robot? Robin Williams did.
Oh, that was in Tomorrowland, and that's gone.
That's gone?
Gone, gone. I gotta figure out where they are now. Stay with me, please. Up, oh, right here. Yeah.
No. It was underneath that, right?
Yeah. You're tired?
Yeah.
You gonna share, Mikey? You share your stroller?
I don't know.
Are you warm enough, Lila? Do we have her jacket or not?
No, it's in the backpack with them, I think.
Oh. They're not going to, if they're in the...
Ariel?
I mean, Little Mermaid.
25, 30 huh? years ago, 25 years ago. Okay, go ahead, Mikey. Hold on, let me do two things. Let me zip you up.
What was the wait on it?
It was only like 10 or 15 minutes, so they probably will be inside by now. Yeah. Yeah, that's my power cord right now. I'm recharging my phone.
Your phone or your recorder?
My phone. I've been using it so much while we're here. I'm turning through the battery.
You have your phone on your phone, yeah.
I've got a battery charger. That's my that's my recorder. And there's my phone.
Jeremy Lewis, 632, just getting off. Oh, they just got a text. Okay. Just getting off the great movie ride.
All right. Call him.
Lila, honey?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lila, what you doing? Mikey?
Mikey, let's put your other sweatshirt on. So you're nice and cozy. Or not. Tough.
Tell them to meet us at the stairs coming down over here beside Great Movie Ride and Toy Story Mania. That's what we're going to cross back. He's calling them right now. No.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.